I'm Judy Lee.
And I'm James Lee. We are parents to a very special 16-year-old boy who is the love of our life.
James and Judy Lee are caregivers to their son Justin, who was born with cerebral palsy and a seizure disorder. Because of the severity of his condition, Judy became certified as an in-home supportive services worker. This allows her to be paid while staying home and caring for Justin. Judy makes about $10 an hour and can be paid for 283 hours a month, the maximum allowed by the state. James says everyone benefits.
The cost of being in an institution would cost the state money. They have found a way to allocate a little bit of the money to the parents to help them offset the costs that they were incurring. And overall, it's a win-win situation for both.
But the situation may be changing.
It's an issue of cost avoidance.
H.D. Palmer is with Governor Jerry Brown's Department of Finance. He says new federal regulations would require IHSS workers to be paid overtime.
That has the potential to have some significant cost in the coming years.
Brown's administration says the change could add $600 million to the $5 billion program over the next 2 years. Brown proposes capping IHSS pay at 40 hours a week and setting up a system of backup caregivers. Legislative Democrats have resisted the plan, and Palmer says the governor is working with them. The Lees say any cuts to Judy's hours would be a huge financial hit, and they're not alone. Last week, thousands rallied at the Capitol in opposition to Brown's plan. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.